Today on Press EV, a new report says the US is planning to spend over $1 trillion on its nuclear arsenal during the next three decades. The massive amount of money will be used for upgrading and maintaining the existing nukes. Washington is known to be one of the biggest possessors of nuclear weapons in the world. Human rights charity Reprieve says a recent US drone strike that hit a wedding party in Yemen killed civilians and not militants. The UK-based group says it has exclusive videos, photos and testimonies about the attack, which took place in December. The US claimed the airstrike was targeting dangerous Al-Qaeda operatives. In Bahrain, the national dialogue has collapsed after Shia leaders refused to take part in talks. The move came after the Manama regime arrested the assistant secretary general of the main opposition party, Wafaq. Khalil Marzouk has been charged with inciting and advocating terrorism in his speeches. The Iraqi military and Sunni tribesmen keep up their offensive against pro-Al-Qaeda insurgents. New footage shows military aircraft pounding the positions of militants loyal to the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant in western Anbar province. Iraqi Premier Nouri al-Maliki has said he's determined to eliminate insurgency in the rest of the region. Newly revealed letters show UK police want permission to use water cannons in mainland Britain. London Mayor Boris Johnson has backed the Metropolitan Police's request from the government to buy the weapons. Johnson believes they will be necessary in case there's a repeat of the 2011 protests in London. Protesters in the Greek capital Athens set fire to European Union flags to show anger at austerity measures imposed on their country. They also clashed with officers as they tried to break through a police cordon. Police used pepper spray to disperse the angry mob. A new study shows nearly half of the African-American males growing up in the U.S. are arrested by the age of 23. For Caucasians, the figure stands at 40%. The arrests can hurt the young men's ability to find work, go to school and take part fully in their communities. Canada confirms the first fatal case of H5N1 avian flu in North America. Health Minister Ron Ambrose says the death in the province of Alberta is an isolated case and a risk to the general population is low. H5N1 infects the lower respiratory tract in the lung and can cause deadly pneumonia. There's the latest here on Press TV.